When I was a boy in the first Lethbridge company in the 1950s, I first learnt that the BB would have a special day on the 4th of October 1983. But I think, apart from thinking I might still be alive at that time, I had no idea then that I would still be involved and be at the celebrations. I went to the centenary weekend in Glasgow as part of the Hillingdon Battalion Colour Party. All battalions had been invited to parade their colours at the centenary salute event in Ibrox Stadium. And somehow in our battalion, the task had fallen to our company, except for one boy, but he didn't turn up on the day. So in Glasgow, I had to go to the battalion office and ask John Neil, the battalion secretary, if my son, who'd come with us but was underage for the parade, could substitute, which John agreed to. We travelled from Euston and returned on a chartered train hauled by the Boys' Brigade locomotive, together with the London Bugle Band. I think it was about 300 strong, and some of the other battalion colour parties, and many others. And one of the officers on board was a train guard, and he showed some boys around the guard's van, and some rather unusual announcements came over the speakers. We were met at the station in Glasgow and hosted by the 1st Bears Den Company in their hall, along with several of the battalion colour parties from London District. So I know to say Bears Den, not Bearsden, and that Milne Gavy nearby is Mulgye, and Drym End is Drimmen. They were excellent hosts, fed, bed, and watered us, and transported us to and from the weekend's events. Glasgow Battalion put on a centenary show called Arena 83 in the Kelvin Hall Arena. But I'm afraid my only memory of it is of a marching band resplendent in white uniforms, complete with hats, and when their leader, who had a huge blue feather on his hat, went forward to the conducting stand, the wolf whistles were deafening. I remember seeing in Glasgow city centre a double-decker bus totally covered in BB graphics and a display of BB items in the local museum. And I managed to get to the North Woodside Mission Hall, where the first meeting of the BB had taken place on the 4th of October, 100 years previously. The Saturday afternoon centenary salute in Ibrox Stadium had an audience, according to the newspaper report, of 25,000, including the boys from the centenary camp at Scone Palace. The buzz was absolutely amazing. We duly took our place in the column of battalion colours, which was a long column, and marched across the turf. Immediately after us was Hounslow Battalion, our neighbours, and next in alphabetical order. There was an exercise display by 300 boys, a pipe band of 500 officers and boys, and the London Bugle Band. The leading mace bearer was from a company nearby to mine. I still remember the roar from each stand when they marched towards each one in turn. And I remember too being touched by the parade of ex-members marching to the Boys of the Old Brigade. The casket from the 50-year celebrations in 1933 was opened and the message read, and a new casket sealed to be opened in 2033. And there was a procession of floats showing aspects of the BB. Mulgye and Bears Den Battalion's lorry illustrated BB camping. And those floats appeared again that evening in a torchlight procession at Kelvin Grove. What an atmosphere! There were various musical events to choose from to go to. a laser display in the night sky of the BB badge, which was advanced technology at that time. And we close with an officer singing a solo to the tune of Retreat. On Sunday morning, 10,000 boys and officers paraded to Ibrox Stadium for the centenary Thanksgiving service, where another 20,000 were in the stands. My company of officers was behind a pipe band, and I don't think I'd ever march so slowly. As an introduction, the boys from each of the four nations were invited to stand in turn. When England was called, our colour party boys stood up and discovered they were an English island in a huge contingent of Scots. There was another connection with First Bears Den when one of their NCOs presented a cheque for mission work from a BB collection throughout Scotland. And our battalion's connection with the First Bears Den continued into the next year when they sent a team to take part in our battalion team games item in the London District display in the Royal Albert Hall. The games featured, of course, cabers and also the very rare haggis bird. It was an amazing and never to be forgotten weekend. And I'm now doing my best to try to be around for the 150th.